Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Live at Lansdale Family Dentistry, part of the Dudat Dental Group, in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation. This is officially a party here now. This is like a two-day before the game pep rally.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Andrew Jameson's here.
Yes. He is, and he brought bread and butter.
Yes.
Brought bread and butter.
Oh, love that.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Reed running a little late.
Yeah, Reed's running a little late, but he'll be here. He went to the wrong Broad Street, but that's okay. It happens to all of us.
We can't have Broad Streets this close together, Spike.
There's a lot of Broad Streets. There's Broad Street in every town. Joining us, as he does every Friday at 4, even though we had planned 4:30, Jaws made the flip for us. We appreciate it. You can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show. Jaws, how are we feeling?
Spike and Ike, I'm doing great. You know, once I got taken out of the rotation, I stayed warm in the bullpen in case I got the call and had to come in early, so I was ready for you.
Yeah, we moved you to the eighth inning, and then we just all of a sudden we had to pull the starter in the fifth, so we needed you in the sixth inning. So.
And Ike, I couldn't finish 18th hole. I had to leave after 17, so I'll go back out.
I know what that's like, brother.
Jaws, we haven't gotten your opinion on this. How did you feel about the whole conversation about the Eagles going for it for two, going for it on fourth down? Obviously, they weren't very successful with it on Sunday. What is your perspective, not just on Sunday, but on that whole conversation moving forward?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't get a whole lot of this analytical stuff. I don't know where it comes from. Maybe I'm a little bit old school in my approach to the game. From a prime belief, I believe when you have an opportunity to get points on the board, you put points on the board. No matter what the situation is, particularly early in ball games, you want to get points on the board. I think it gives you a psychological edge as well, playing with the lead or playing ahead of people. So that, to me, that's important. The analytics, I just don't understand. And I also, you know, everyone's got different analytics. I'm not sure what analytics the Eagles use or other teams, or ESPN has analytics, CBS has analytics. And by the way, they seem to be all different from at least what I understand about them. So I just kind of have a simple belief in it. If you're going to, you know, the tush push is obviously a phenomenal play. You got less than a yard, hey, it's a great play to use. There's no doubt in my mind it's a great play. But I've always believed, and I'll go back to like my playing days. If Coach Ramil said, hey, we're going to go for it on fourth and one, he didn't have this chart in front of him that says, okay, we got a 53% chance of making this a first down. He would say, I got my All-Pro Jerry Sizemore right tackle against a piss-amp defense man. He's going to knock him off the ball, and we're going to run the ball. To me, that was the analytics. Can you win that particular down on a fourth down play with players? Let players determine if you're going to make or not make a play.
So
When the game was the game.
Let me play devil's advocate with you here, Jaws.
Sure.
Especially the way the Eagles play, but it seems like the NFL in general, fewer possessions in games right now, which makes every possession when you're trying to score more critical. So are you putting yourself at a disadvantage if on a, like, let's take fourth and three on the 27 early in the game, rather than kicking the field goal, going for it because you're not going to have as many chances to score points as you may have in a game 3 years ago?
Yeah, that's a good rationale. I'm not going to dismiss that theory because I think that has some validity. You know, it used to be you get 11, 12 possessions a game. It's down to 8 or 9 right now. So there is a big difference. And again, I look at the ability to run the football now, and teams are running the ball so much better and so much more often right now. And I mentioned this on the pregame show on Sunday. You know, I talked to a lot of coaches around the league in the offseason, and the defensive coordinators that I spoke to are really worried about teams that are committed to the run and will stay with the run. Because, you know, we've seen the game being played via the pass and, you know, tremendous wide receivers and scoring 35, 40 points a game. That's how you're winning games. But the teams, the defense now transferred to young, lighter, quicker, faster guys on defense. So what do you do against young, lighter, faster, quicker guys on defense? You run at them. That's why teams are running the ball so effectively right now. You got small linebackers, smaller safeties. So you make them play the run. You make them play a physical brand of football. And I think that's why teams are committed to the run right now.
Any concern about the usage of Saquon, overusing him, having him fresh for late in the year?
Next year
for some people? Or do you just go out and try to win football games right now? Is there any concern from your on your end that we're overusing Saquon?
Oh, right, absolutely. Yeah, this is a physical, violent football game. It's the old theory of reduction. You keep beating on a guy until he doesn't want to get up anymore. And in fact, I know it's net fourth quarter. I'm watching the game, saying he's getting up a little bit slower each and every play. You know, he got whacked a few times. He took some shots. And you know, hey, we know football's that kind of game. It's a physical, violent game. There's going to be injuries, but. You know, I think 30 touches a game is down the end of the season. He's going to be worn down.
Mm. So, what do you do to? I guess what do you do to combat that? Does it mean more Kenny Gainwell? Does it mean throwing the ball more? Like, if you're you know trying to address that problem, what's the best way to address it?
I don't know if there is a best way. I think every game takes a life of its own. It takes on a life of its own. You know, they could fall behind this week 14-0. Well, they're going to throw it 40 times. So I think you can't put a carry count or a reception count on a back like Saquon. You do want to give him the football as much as you can. He's playing at an incredibly high level right now, and I think the offense as a whole has really found their water level right now with an offensive line, excellent wide receivers healthy right now. You're gonna, you got Dallas coming back this week. Dallas Goedert, you know, tight end. You're gonna have the full team, and it should be pretty healthy right now. So each game will take on a life of its own. But I think this team can score a lot of points. Then ice games with the running game.
What did you think of Jalen's game on Sunday? And I guess since the bye, where are you at from a Jalen perspective?
Yeah, and I think the one thing I've noticed about Jalen right now, particularly over the last four games, you know, he wasn't playing poorly in the first four games, but he wasn't playing up to a standard that I personally looked at Jason's ability to play at. And I thought, particularly over this Sunday, I thought he became a real field general. I thought he had total command of the offense. He knew when to run. He knew that the timing was there with his wide receivers. He wasn't, you know, I always look at a quarterback's feet when I watch a game. There was a calmness to his game. I felt he was in command. He was a field general. He was in charge of the offense. That just stood out to me.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A.J. Brown is probably as important to this offense as I've ever seen a wide receiver. At his best, is there any wide receiver who has played for the Eagles who is as dominant as A.J. Brown as at his best?
Well, you know, I played with a couple guys. One of them in the Hall of Fame in Canton by the name of Harold Carmichael, and the other guy was Mike Quick, who's in the Eagles Hall of Fame. So I'm not gonna dismiss those guys. Those are my guys. So, you know, I'll say maybe in the modern era of Eagles football, I think, you know, certainly A.J. Brown is, he's a nightmare. He's an absolute matchup nightmare no matter what you do. You play zone, you play man, you chuck him and pass him on to the safety. He beats them all. So he's a complete wide receiver right now. And he will get nosy, he'll get dirty, and he will block people.
I keep trying to tell these dudes, man. Don't try to disrespect Mike
I'm not
Quick and Harold Carmichael, man. I keep telling you.
I love
disrespect those guys, Mike.
Yeah.
Ike's trying to make it into me disrespecting. It's not a disrespect.
Yeah, when you ask that question, it's kind of.
See us old guys, us old veterans, we jump up, man. We defend our own.
Yeah. You know what it is, Jaws? The last few years when I haven't been here, I've watched Eagles games, but I don't think I've watched as critically as I'm watching this year. And I'm so impressed with A.J. Brown, not just with his skill, but with the way that the offense leans on him. And it's just like when he got hurt on Sunday – the Eagles still were able to move the ball, but you could tell it feels disjointed when he's not there. And I can't remember a wide receiver mattering in the way that A.J. matters right now.
Yeah, you know, even when he's not double covered, he's double covered a lot, there's always a shade of the defense going to his side. I mean, that's great for Dallas. You know, he's going to get one-on-one. It's great for A.J., great for Smitty. He's going to get one-on-one because the safety's always leaning towards A.J. Brown because he's the guy that can, you know, that killer instinct that can knock you out of the game within one play. So he is absolutely – the big play ability is there. Teams are well aware of that. They're always shading their defense to his side.
Jaws, coming into this year, the defense, we all just hope the defense would be passable, mid-pack defense, and they've looked pretty dominant. The defense must be outplaying whatever expectation you had before the season right now in that they look like a real, you know, top, not only numbers-wise, but to the eye, they look like a top-10 defense right now.
I agree with you. I mean, it didn't start out that way, and I think you got to give a lot of credit to Vic Fangio who kept staying with these guys and coaching them up. And as we spoke in the last couple of weeks, the linebackers are playing at a level I have not seen here in a long time. You know, I thought Zach Bond was absolutely phenomenal last week. He's the kind of guy that just inspires and sparks the defense. And Kobe and Dean is playing great as well. Those two guys as a tandem have been outstanding. The defensive line has been stout. I'd like to see more production out of the pass rushers, but hey, that will come with time. And the secondary, man, these young guys are just fun to watch, and they're just flying around making plays. So it's a young guy league right now, and you know the Futures team looks very bright with all these young players that Vic is coaching up on defense.
I think what I get concerned with watching the linebackers, it's been, you know, there hasn't been a lot of times over the last 20 years or 10 years where you felt really confident in the linebacker core. And that Zach Bond on a one-year deal, especially for a team that doesn't put a lot of resources into that position, I just hope they find a way to re-sign him and Zach Bond ends up in Eagle for a while.
I don't think there's any doubt Howie Roseman will find a way. I mean, he always seems to find Jeffrey Lurie's money, so he'll find a way and get Zach Bond signed. That may prove to be the biggest acquisition of the offseason, maybe in the whole league, guys. As this season plays out, he has been that impactful of a player on the Eagles' defensive side.
So, Jaws, Eagles-Cowboys, Eagles 7.5-point favorite in Dallas. Official Jaws prediction on the afternoon show. What do you got?
Yeah, we will run roughshod over this damn Dallas defense. Their defensive line, I don't care if you got Micah Parsons back in that lineup. He never plays well against the Eagles in the running game. They can't stop the run. This will be a big day for Saquon Barkley and the rushing attack. I think the Eagles win it 35-24.
We love it.
Love it.
All right, Jaws.
You got it, guys.
All right, brother.
Jaws.
Enjoy that good weather. We know where you'll be.
All right, I'll be in the bullpen waiting for the next call.
All right, Jaws. You can see Jaws on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show. Is it safe? Go ahead.
I was going to say, in all seriousness, about the wide receiver and the A.J. stuff,
yeah.
I think by the time A.J. is done, if he can play here, if I just say he's 27 years old right now, so let's say he plays until he's 35. You know, that's reasonable in today's game, the way athletes take care of themselves.
Him specifically,
the way they train.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could very easily see him playing another 7 or 8 years. He's going to own every receiving record in the Eagles' history. So he certainly will be the greatest Eagle receiver by the time he's done playing. He just hasn't played here long enough.
Yeah, I think what I'm asking about is – in the moment. It's not greatest.
Yeah.
You know, he'll have an opportunity for greatest.
Yes.
I think what my eyes are telling me is I don't know that I've ever seen a guy, and that is including, he is at T.O. level.
Oh, he is T.O. level.
Yeah, T.O. level for impact in the game.
Yes.
is where A.J. Brown is.
Yes, I totally agree with you on that.
So going to Rios here while you saying.
I probably wait till after the break.
After the break?
Yeah.
All right.
Because we're going to have to give him extended runway.
Yes. Okay. All right.
We got some extended runway on the
other. All right. Okay. So we will, if you're, it's Dallas week, so
yes.
We're expecting a lot out of Rios. So, and have we ever gone Rios into Tommy Down the Shore?
I don't think so.
I would love to see them
and
meet.
Poor Reed's going to miss Rios live.
Oh, could you imagine his face?
Oh, my God, with his blood on the grass? I think Reed would be ready to play.
Are we going to make Reed sing Creed, by the way?
That's a goal of
mine.
Yeah,
if he's here, yes.
All right. Okay. Well,
we're getting nods from listeners.
He's certainly listening on the way out.
All right.
Yeah.
Reed, if you're listening right now, I want you to put One Last Breath by Creed on your Spotify. I want you to listen to it for a minute so you know the words when you get here.
With a nice southern twang on Scott Stapp.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds about right.
All right, that is all next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Lansdale Family Dentistry, part of the Do Dat Dental Group. This is all in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation. It's a great party outside. There's food. There's drinks. Reed Blankenship will be there.
Someone's
there's
yelling.
Some guy screaming. It's great. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.